USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration insisting that Iran was behind the attacks this past Thursday on a pair of oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. U.S. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it should be answered with a military strike on Iran.
We can make a military response in a time and in a manner of our choosing, but yes, unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike against the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Cotton speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, some Iranian lawmakers are blaming the U.S. for the attacks. The Speaker of Iran's parliament saying the attacks on the tankers, quote, seem to complement the economic sanctions against Iran. Fashion and beauty icon Gloria Vanderbilt has passed away at 95. The Gloria Vanderbilt lines included clothing, jewelry, perfume, shoes, even home furnishings. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A 32-year-old man fatally shot by an off-duty police officer in a Corona, California Costco store Friday night was nonverbal and had an intellectual disability. That according to relatives talking to the LA Times. Corona police say the off-duty cop was holding his young child while in the store when he was assaulted by Kenneth French, and he shot French claiming self-defense, critically wounding two of French's relatives. Several agencies still investigating. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego is condemning the actions of two Phoenix police officers after a video goes viral showing the rough arrest of a black mother and father outside a store in late May. The video taken by a witness showing them pointing guns and yelling threats after the couple's four-year-old daughter took a doll from a nearby store.
Put your hands up.
That family has served notice on the city that it plans to file a $10 million lawsuit against it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
On one hand, it's like he's always campaigning, but President Trump has a special campaign event coming up this week. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It's a big week ahead for President Trump as he gears up for a rally in Orlando, Florida, where he's scheduled to announce Tuesday night he's running for re-election. The location, the Amway Center, which holds almost 20,000 people. Father's Day, the president on Twitter, promoting his appearance on ABC News with host George Stephanopoulos, who used to work for the Clintons.
I have no pitch. You know what I have? The economy is phenomenal. We've rebuilt our military. We're taking care of our vets. We're doing the best job that anybody's done probably as a first-term president. I think I've done more than any other first-term president ever.
I'm Robin Walensky.
Proceedings are to begin today in San Diego in the court-martial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, accused of war crimes. He's accused of killing a teen ISIS fighter in 2017, as well as two civilians. President Trump has already opened the door to the possibility of a pardon for Gallagher. Pollsters for President Trump's re-election campaign have been fired after polling information was leaked. That data indicated that Trump is lagging behind former Vice President Joe Biden in several key states. The polling information that was leaked showing Biden leading Trump by double digits in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Florida. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.